Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're talking to Raleigh County officials here today. And this next segment, we're going to spend briefly chatting here with Michael Regal, who's the Raleigh County Fire Chief. He's standing by. We appreciate him calling into the show here today. Michael, I know it's been a busy couple days and probably going to be a busy week for the firefighters in our area because of the conditions. And first of all, I just kind of ask you what you guys saw yesterday. Did you guys have a lot of work?
We had a good bit of work yesterday. We assisted Gary County in a grass fire they had that was set off by UTV. And then, of course, we had some busy calls in between, of course, later on in the evening for the call north that caught approximately anywhere from 100 to 400 acres on fire, which we were able to bring under control in about an hour.
All right. Well, so the conditions are definitely ripe for it. I noticed it was smoky on my lunch break yesterday, that always gets me a little concerned. But it's a good time to remind people just how quickly fires can start out there.
Yes, you're correct. Especially with today's fire danger, relative humidity is very low. It's below 20% today. So pretty much what that tells everybody is there's no moisture in the atmosphere. Which is, it gives the fire the ability to increase and spread very rapidly. So what happens with that low relative humidity is, of course, your vegetation, it dries out, and then there's less moisture in the fuel, and of course, it has a tendency to spread pretty quick.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we saw they had to bring the Black Hawk helicopter, I think, for a fire in Shawnee County, and maybe also for that one in Geary County. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, they brought the Black Hawk in yesterday for the Geary County fire, and I'm not so much familiar with the Shawnee County because all the stuff that had going on. Shawnee County asked for resources, but we weren't unable to provide them at the moment due to the fire conditions within the county.
All right. Well, I know the governor issued the emergency disaster here this week. What does that do for local resources here?
It pretty much flashes that boundary line where it makes things readily available for other counties to ask for assistance in reference to suppression needs, and also at the state and government level where you have to go beyond the reaches of local government, state, and ask for federal resources.
All right. Well, obviously, we want people to follow the warnings. If there's burn bans in place, don't do that. I know that's whenever there's a burn ban in place, if you have a burn, there are penalties for that, right?
Yes, there could be possible penalties involved in that, especially if there's ill intent involved. It could cross somebody's property line and, of course, cause them damage to their crops, any type of buildings, or any contents which the fire has done damage to. And we do have a burn ban on in Raleigh County today. And I just want to remind folks, if you burned several days ago, please go out and recheck your pile because the wind is fuel and it's giving that fire what it needs, oxygen to light up.
All right, very good. Well, Michael, I know you're busy. Is there anything else I haven't asked about? Do you want to make sure to get out to the listeners?
No, it sounds good. And of course, if anybody has any questions, feel free to contact Raleigh County Fire District and we'll be glad to assist in any way we can to get you the information that you need.
All right. Sounds good. Michael Regal, Raleigh County Fire Chief, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Appreciate that. Michael joining us here at my request. I really appreciate that because the fire danger, obviously, Dave, has been pretty awful the last couple of days. And it's going to continue here for the next few days. We had red flag warnings posted all day yesterday. And wouldn't be surprised if we see more of that here in the coming days with temperatures as warm as they are. Catherine, I might just compliment the fire department here. They do such good work, and a lot of it sometimes kind of goes under the radar.
Right. Yes, they're always busy. And I know yesterday when I was coming out of the commission chambers, it was probably the same smoke that you smelled. It might have been Michael. I'm not sure. Just all worried where that was coming from. And, I was looking around, where's the smoke coming from? Is somebody burning or whatever? But it's something that some of the people on Facebook that I know said, where is all this smoke coming from? And, that kind of thing. So it is this time of year, we normally see a lot of fields being burned. but that's not happening right now, hopefully. So, but the fire department does a great job, and tax dollars really well spent to protect our properties.
Yeah. I'm going to take one more break here, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more with Greg McHenry and Catherine Folke when we return here on News Radio KMAN.